Babdada noticed one thing in majority of the children. Baba is using the word majority. In minority it was not there, but in majority of the children Baba noticed that one thing. What did Babdada notice? Whenever a circumstance comes in front, then majority of the children express anger in three stages. In spite of not wanting to do that, but the anger emerges. But the anger is in three stages, Baba says. In some, the anger comes in a big form. In some, it comes in the form of irritation. And the third number is irritation, and second number is, you know, trying to boss over someone, speaking with force, and the first one is big words of anger. So first is big form of anger, second is trying to boss over or force something, and the third is slight irritation. It is as a form of anger, is it not, though it is very slight. The first is the bigger form of anger, the second one is little less than that big form, and the third one is still less. And these days children use a very royal language. You know what they say after getting angry? They say, but what to do, Baba? The circumstance was such that I was made to get irritated. I had to use some force. I had to get angry. And therefore, Bab Dada, wants this gift from you. Leave aside giving up anger, but even the slightest trace of it should not be in you. Why? Disservice. because you do a lot of disservice when you get angry. Anger is between two people. Anger cannot come when one is alone. It's between two people. And it's visible. Even if it comes in the mind for someone else, in the form of hatred for that one, so even if it's a trace of hatred, then too, in the mind, at that time, there is some force against that soul. Therefore, Bhaktata does not like that there should be disservice for this reason, that someone gets angry with someone else and then disservice is caused. Baba says, Baba does not like that disservice should be done for this, disservice happens because of this reason. Therefore, not even the slightest trace of anger should erupt in you. Just as you pay attention in conquering sex lust, observing purity, celibacy, you pay attention to that. Because you say sex lust is the greatest enemy, similarly anger is also a greatest enemy. Therefore, let there be good wishes, pure feelings, feelings of love. These feelings do not emerge. That's why anger comes. And then your mood goes off. And then you also try to remain away from that soul. You will not want to face that person. You will not want to talk to that person. And you will also try to ignore what he says. You will not allow him to move forward. Yes. This is noticed even by the outsiders. And then, though someone may say, oh, this one's health is not good today, this is why she or he is behaving like that. Otherwise, she's okay. Or he's okay. Now, can you give this gift to Baba on his birthday? Can you? Will you? Okay. In return for the gift you have given to Bab Dada, Bab Dada gives you a special gift. Whenever, even by mistake or in spite of not wanting to do it, even by mistake, if anger comes, at that time, say from the heart, sweet Baba, and at that time, you will get extra help from Baba because you have kept the courage and you will continue to get this extra help. Just say, sweet Baba, don't say Baba alone, but say, sweet Baba, Meetha Baba, then you will definitely get Baba's help. Because you have kept the aim. And the qualifications will definitely come because of your aim.